Okay. Yes, thank you. So, welcome yourself. Welcome yourself as nothing and everything. As no one and everyone. This ordinary awareness. Effortless presence. Silent and still. No stories. No effort. Bottomless ocean. Absolute, not knowing. Peaceful, tranquil, there is no separation anywhere. The mind is habituated to do. One could say addicted to activity. But our true nature, our essence is non-activity. Which is not in opposition to activity. Because activity is, in fact, non-activity. the mind operates in the past or in the future. It's conditioned by past events. Mind impressions. But our experience in this moment and every moment is not in the past. Presence is eternal. Not in time. So what does it do? Live not in time. Not in psychological time. Because chronological time is a useful conceptual tool. But what is it to live free from conceptual time? You cannot think about it, because then you're streaming in time. But it's available to you in this moment, free from thought. Being without knowing. Being nothing and everything. The purity of being. What is it to be guided each moment by the unknown, by the mystery of being, by love, by openness, no borders, no edges, no self-definitions? To be undefined. Is that possible? To be undefined. Completely, totally. Every aspect of your being. To be completely undefined. Unstructured, free. Because freedom is your true home, your true self, your essence, your true nature, is this freedom. Not the freedom from this or that. Not the freedom of somebody. But absolute freedom. Not a freedom that is the result of any activity, or any doing, any effort. One could say that our innate freedom is veiled by the impression of limitation. The belief and the feeling of being somebody in time and space, but what are time and space in your direct experience without thinking, without thought, in this moment? Dancing on the blade of grass. The edge of the blade. The mind of old, always referring to your reality as mortal, as phenomenal, as material. But understanding is not material. Can shine onto the mind, but it's not made out of mind. The sun reflected on the surface of the moon is not made out of the moon. Essence is light, the formless aspect. Reality is this formless aspect. The true I, the true self, is this formless aspect. You are it. It is it. The mind is mesmerized by forms and shapes, colors, sounds, and phenomenal impressions. That's how it is defined. Mind impressions, phenomenal perceptions, memories, sensations, preferences, mentations. But what is their essence? What is the essence of a perception, a thought? What is its reality? Who would know if not you? You are the knowingness. You are that which knows. You already know, veiling yourself with unknowing, veiling yourself with opacity, history, various narratives about this and that, about consciousness, about yourself. Imagining yourself to be a person, a man, a woman, somebody. What imagines that? What perceives that? Beyond the images on the screen is the screen. Beyond the shape of the ring or the shape of the necklace is the gold. Beyond everything that you perceive, beyond the repetitive mind, is the formless self, this noumenal awareness. It has no age, no shape, no gender, no beginning, no ending, no location. Beyond the mind is the screen, the essence. You are that heart, you are the core of being and not the stream of mentation. So how do we perceive the narrative, the repetitive mind, without being seduced? That is the question. This is available to you. To be without being anybody in particular. To be free and rejoice. To rejoice. to flow. Without any opposition. Such a beautiful exploration. What a gift. To be given this opportunity. To explore and contemplate So, if you have any questions, make sure you unmute yourself.